Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
We are all about the joy and the troys and the boys in green. 2 months ago, it was our worst ever international result. Remember 2-1 to Armenia, the first loss to a team ranked outside the top 100. It was kind of the lowest ebb. Non-stop jokes about the dentist. And now we're drunk on the hell of a night. Portugal 2-0 against Portugal, a team ranked fifth in the world, beating him off the park at home. Ronaldo red-carded. He wasn't a good boy after all. He promised, he broke his promise, like he's a party in government or something. And our feelings towards the 40-something-year-old billionaire reminded us of a famous piece of punditry, not far off 20 years ago now.
You asked before, was this about two great young players, Messi and Ronaldo? Well, if it was, Messi proved himself after only 45 minutes football in the last 6 weeks to be at least a real pro and a real player. This fella Ronaldo is a cod. I don't care if he scores.
I mean, you can't say that.
I'm telling you, this was a big match. If he scores 1,000 goals in the Premier League season, to go out and behave himself in a big match, in a semi-final, the way he behaved himself tonight, right up to the final seconds of the match, he was diving, pretending he was pushed, throwing his hands up in the air, with cutaway shots of him there. He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to the game.
He's a cod. He's a cod. And there was a Carlsberg ad referencing a fish on billboards across the city yesterday. The one and only Dunphy, of course. That was 2008. It was after a scoreless Champions League first leg semi-final match between Man United and Barcelona. Wouldn't you love to know what he thinks this morning after all of that? I know I would. Eamon Dunphy, good morning.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Very well.
There's a mural of that in Finsbury, I'm told.
There's a mural. Of course there is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come here.
Anyway,
you've opened your column.
Again.
Yeah. You've opened your column this morning with an apology to the dentist. But Ronaldo, go. Yeah, you're going into Ronaldo there. Go on.
Well, I know. I mean, I did open my column in the Irish Daily Star with an apology to Heimer Hagrid Grimson, aka the dentist.
Yeah.
I've given him some stick in recent months. He's made some mistakes, I have to say. And you mentioned some of them there. But last night was absolutely brilliant. It was a superb night for the team, for the fans, and for Irish sport. I mean, you couldn't but admire and respect the fans. They cheered, they get it, they went, although we've had a bad time.
Yeah.
And the players, I mean, Troy Parrott, one brilliant goal. The second goal was a brilliant goal. The first goal, he was in the right place at the right time, which is a very big part of being a striker. It's a fantastic result. They're number five in the world.
Yeah.
And we had injuries. Evan Ferguson was injured. Probably Troy Parrott wouldn't have played if Ferguson had been fit, where I've been arguing in the Irish Daily Star that the two of them should play together and they'd be very potent. It was a great night. Seamus Coleman, 37, who was left out of a squad three squads ago altogether. And he was a galvanising figure, as he was the last international. So we've a lot to be proud of. But
Seamus Coleman, by the way, you've said he was the soul of the night.
He was. I mean, he embodies, what Irish people feel about sport, is their heart, their determination, their give. There's no take in them.
Mm.
They just give, keep fighting. And you could see it in Seamus. You always can. But last night, for example, he made a few tackles and he won a few balls and he electrified the players around him. Great players, and he is one, have that thing about them. And people have been saying, well, he's not in the Everton team. He's not in the Everton team, but he's there, sitting beside a man, David Moyes, who is a very experienced manager and who knows a good footballer. And in Seamus's case, for Ireland, a great footballer. He's from Donegal.
Yeah.
He played in the League of Ireland. He's come a hard, long road.
No ego.
No. I mean, this is a man, a proper one, with Well,
he's not a cod. He's no cod.
He's no cod. No, he's not. And you know, of course, Ronaldo is one of the greatest players in the history of the game.
Yeah.
But he has a thing in him that led to him being sent off last night.
He does.
And he, you know, Seamus doesn't have that thing, but he doesn't have, a 1,000 goals in him either,
or a billion.
Or a billion quid.
What change? You're kind of saying it's brave management at last. Maybe he was kind of forced to change the shape because, you say, of injuries and so on, that we had spirit at last. There were brave selections.
Yeah, I would never say we didn't have spirit. It's worth remembering that when we went to Portugal, they only beat us 1-0, and that goal came in the 91st minute.
Yeah, yeah.
So we fought them there. We made them work for everything they got, and they just about got home. And they are ranked number 5 in the world. So the players are brilliant. You know, some of those players are. The young guys, Collins, his captain of the team, Nathan Collins, he plays for Brentford. He's a very, very good player. Kelleher, the goalkeeper, is one of the best in the world.
He's amazing, yeah.
He is really amazing. And you know, we have good players, but the FAI, the shadow of the FAI is over everything. Oliver, you know, they make mistakes, they appoint the wrong people, and they do all kinds of stuff. But the
please
players,
God, we're coming out of that era.
Pardon?
Please God, we're coming out of that era.
Well, we always say that when we get a good result. Let's hope so.
I want to go back to Ronaldo because I want to get your thoughts on. There's quite a lot of, particularly the British media, kind of questioning whether it was a red card or not this morning. You watched it. It looked kind of yellow at the beginning, but then we got to see the other angles. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I agree. It looked yellow. I didn't actually quite get it. I didn't see it.
No.
And then they put it up on the big screen. It was ugly. There was a venom in it. I think that's why the referee sent him off. It was dangerous. And that's the definition of a sending off offence. It was dangerous. An elbow is a deadly weapon if it's used like that. And it also was cowardly because it came from behind.
Yes, yeah.
No, I wouldn't have any problem with the sending off. And he didn't appear to object to it. He was kind of
blaming our manager, wasn't he, Heimer Hallgrimsson? He made a beeline towards him, and afterwards he's been kind of saying, well, in the build up to this match, the dentist, as we're calling them, he kind of wanted referees, don't be kind of cowed by Ronaldo, don't let him referee the game. And it seems like Cristiano Ronaldo was blaming that kind of intervention for the referee taking action.
Yes, but that's part of the game. It's the gamesmanship. It happens. All the managers do it. Compared to Alex Ferguson, it's pretty tame. They all do it. They put pressure on referees. They all do it, and it works.
Troy Parrott, you've been calling for him to be played. He is currently playing at Alkmaar, isn't it, in Holland? Could he be playing at a higher level? Because I know he went as a young lad to Spurs. Yes. They put him out on loan to various places. I mean, he could be at a higher level, really, couldn't he?
Yes, he could. He's been very unlucky. He's small. He's a really skillful player. He's a goal scorer. You know, and people are loath to trust him. And one of the problems with the dentist has been that he hasn't really played him. He's preferred Evan Ferguson. He should play the two of them because they're both young and they both have qualities that are complementary to each other. He's a real, real good street footballer. His club, his schoolboy club, was Belvedere in the north in the city.
Yeah.
And you know Wes Hoolihan, who you might remember.
That's right.
Oliver. Yeah. He also was a Belvedere boy. You know,
these same part of town.
I could learn the football on the streets. And I thought Parrott was magnificent last night. You know, he was up front really on his own, and the second goal was superb. It really, really was superb. Coming just before halftime, match winner. And the fans loved it and they deserved it because the players and the fans, there's an affinity between them. That's wonderful. And that's despite all the failure of the soccer team in recent years.
I heard Ray Houghton this morning on Morning Ireland earlier talking about, can one match kind of turn around a team and the feeling around them? He says, yes, it is possible. He kind of listed out days beating Scotland 1-0 after a series of bad kind of results. Do you believe that? Can it change the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they've gone to play Hungary in Budapest.
Yeah.
And they'll go with something more than hope in their hearts. I think they'll go with the conviction and belief, we can win this match.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can beat Portugal... and beat Ronaldo's head in to the point where he's done his head, he's got sent off, we can go and win this match in against Hungary in Budapest, and that's us into a qualifying match.
Yeah, a playoff. Any win of any kind.
Any win, yes. And then if there's no way Armenia are going to beat Portugal, we think.
Not a wounded one in particular.
A Portugal without Ronaldo, it has to be said. But Portugal looks sure to win and go through directly to the World Cup.
If that happens and he gets a three-match ban, by the way, his suspension would carry into the World Cup, wouldn't it? That's trouble.
He'd miss two matches,
That's what it was
would
at
carry
stake.
In.
Yeah.
The first two matches he'd miss unless he appeals, he may well appeal the sending off. It was a reckless thing of him to do, because the World Cup is his last great appearance.
For sure.
And if you were to miss two matches, the first two matches, and Portugal were out, he missed the whole World Cup, actually.
Yeah.
And so, but that's their problem. Our problem is getting there.
It's Budapest.
And...
you love a bit of poetry, Eamon. Could there be a second try on Sunday?
Yeah, I think there could be. I mean, there was something surreal about the atmosphere last night. Before the game, and when the crowd would... All the, poor results the Irish soccer team has got, losing to Armenia, which was really a disgrace.
I know. Yeah,
and yet the fans were there. They loved the players. They loved the occasion. They love sport. And, Irish people do. Look at the guy, hurling, golfers, Rory McIlroy, and, Shane Lowry, all of these things. Irish people love sport.
Yeah.
And, of course, soccer is my thing. So I love soccer and all the soccer fans.
And a bit of horse racing as well, Eamon, sometimes. A bit of racing as well. Yeah.
I love horse racing. Horse racing is one of the Irish horse racing is one of the glories of our country.
It is.
We are the leaders in the world. Lead the world.
It's great to hear from you again, Eamon, and it's great to hear you happy.
I am happy, thank God. I'm happier because of Troy Parrott on this circus. I'm happy for you. That you're now lording it for 2 hours every day on the radio.
Why do you think I've given you this much time?
I'm a big fan.
You're very good. Thanks a million. We'll get you in another time. Thanks a million.
I'll get you sacked. If I say any more, I'll get you sacked.
Yeah, you will, exactly.
That day will
come and I'll need you. I'll be around. Thanks, Eamon. Good luck. Enjoy your weekend. It's going to be great fun. Budapest, 2 p.m. on Sunday, by the way, is the kickoff there. It's in the stadium where the Champions League final is going to be next year. So that's going to be a grand occasion. We're chatting about Troy Parrott. Everybody is finding out about him. And I want to go now to O'Connell Secondary School, Richmond Street, in the north inner city of Dublin. It has many, many famous past pupils. Pat Kenny was among them. President of Ireland, Sean T.O. Kellogg, Barry Keoghan, Colm Meaney went there. Micheál Muirchertach and Micheál O'Hare went to the school. Micheál Muirchertach actually taught in the school. The school principal is Liam Newell these days. One of the alumni is Troy Parrott. Good morning, Principal Newell.
Good morning, Oliver. Thank you very much for linking in with O'Connell Secondary School this morning. We're absolutely ecstatic here about the result last night. The atmosphere is just as electric here as it was last night.
Great.
So.
What does it mean? What does it mean to
Troy Parrott fans here?
I'd say so. I'd say it's an all boys school still, is it?
It's an all boys school still, and you mentioned some fantastic alumni. But just to mention a few more, we've Keith Tracy, Jeff Kenna, John Thompson, and Stephen Elliott.
Go away.
Yeah, and as well as Troy Parrott. And we've an up and coming mega star, Curtis Egan, under 17s, plays for Ireland.
Curtis so Egan's the under-17s in action today.
Yeah. So we're in the game.
What was the buzz like? What was the buzz like this morning? It must have been something else.
It was fantastic, fantastic, and it still is. Teachers are using the moment to inspire students. You know, some classes have paused to watch the highlights, maybe more than once. So it's a great atmosphere in the school here at the moment.
There is something very special about O'Connell School. I mean, listening out, we haven't even gone through half the people who've come. Ronnie Delaney's another one in O'Connell because it's such an old school.
Yeah.
Troy Parrott, he's an example of everything the school stands for.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Troy's journey and everyone else's journey shows what's possible when you follow your passion, courage and determination. And one thing that's special about O'Connell is we pride ourselves on being a caring school above all, you know. And, you know, we've got a beautiful school motto. It says, don't be pushed by your problems, but be led by your dreams. And we really live that every day.
Don't be pushed by your problems, be led by your dreams.
Be led by your dreams.
Go ahead. Yeah. And it's in an area of Northern City. People wouldn't, if they don't know it, they will have seen it going by to matches in Croke Park and so on. It's in the deep inner city, and it's an area that has its fair share of social problems, bad investment, poor resources.
It is, but we always come together, Oliver, you know. I mean, all morning staff and community members have been sharing the success of this last night and talking fondly about Troy and about his success, not just last night, but all the events that led to this. Mm. You know, I'll tell you a good story here.
Go on.
When he was 14 years of age, he won the under-18s football Dublin championship at 14. And I know, you know, and according to his coach, Miss Shanahan and Mr. O'Connell, he wasn't out of place that day. You know, he showed immediately that he had, an amazing ability to play in the right place at the right time. And just to give you an insight of the type of person he is and driven person he is, his junior cycle project was titled Field of Dreams.
Wow. This is what he's been thinking about since he's a child.
Absolutely, yeah. He's been driven to get to that place all along. You know, signing for Spurs in March 2017 at the age of 15 years of age.
Unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And he's from the same kind of streets. Wes Houlihan, Eamon Dunphy mentioned to us. Kelly Harrington from the same area. Barry Keoghan.
Kelly, yeah.
All these incredible achievers. And it's a mad football school, O'Connell.
It's a mad football school. Isn't it, lads? Isn't it? Yeah. Absolutely mad. Yep. We have a game later on this evening now, or today, hopefully, pending weather against our rivals, Larkins, in Fairview. So
in the weather of the today, yes, okay. So.
Well, look, nothing stops them here, Oliver. Nothing.
Well, you'd be buzzing. Exactly as Troy Parrott said, he was a buzz last night. Yeah. Listen, I'll let you go, Liam. I'm sure you have a busy day ahead of you, and good luck in the match in Fairview Park.
Yeah, but absolutely. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Congratulate him and his family at this moment.
We're about to go to his family. Thank you, Liam. Because good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
You are Troy Parrott's mother.
I am, yes.
Well, a massive congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm overwhelmed. I really am.
Where were you watching it last night?
I was at the match at the Aviva.
Sorry, Jennifer, I think there might be a radio on in the background for me to channel my inner Joe Duffy at you here because there's a bit of an echo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're
I'm
getting...
just in a hallway there.
Oh,
so
that's
okay
it's a hallway.
Now.
Okay, you're getting better now. Yeah, listen, tell me, where were you last night?
I was at the Aviva.
Oh, you were there?
I was there, yeah.
Well, how did it feel when the first one went in?
Oh, my heart was in my mouth. I just kept on praying and praying that first reaction is that he doesn't get injured. That's why I always pray for him.
Yes.
And then everything, I just say, please God, let everything else come after that, you know, the goals and everything. But first, make sure he doesn't get injured. But it was just unbelievable. I was just jumping for joy and
What a beautiful moment. I mean, it was incredible. And we were all racked with nerves going, we've got all this hope now after 16 minutes, whatever it was. And then the second goal, I mean, I can't imagine where you with your mammy's head went when that moment occurred.
Do you know, I actually thought I was in a dream. That's what I thought I was. I thought I was in a dream.
Go ahead.
It was just brilliant. It really was. It was just, my heart was, as I said, in my mouth. And we all of us are there, brothers and sisters, and we're just We are just full of emotions. We are just crying and jumping around. It was brilliant, really. And even the crowd, the fans, they were just brilliant.
It's just the most...
The atmosphere was brilliant.
Unforgettable night. Did you get talking to your son after?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
And how was he? Because he was speechless on TV, but he gave such amazing lines.
Yeah, well, I seen him afterwards, and he was a bit quiet. I think he was taking it all in.
Yeah.
He was still taking it all in, but as soon as I seen him in the players' zone, I just gave him a big hug and told him I was so proud of him and all. And it was just brilliant.
Oh, that's just like, it's one of those special things, isn't it? One of those. What was he like as a kid, Jennifer?
He was brilliant as a kid. He was he was always quiet, always loved football. And the area that we were from, like, was it like a disadvantaged area from the inner city. And football kept him disciplined, kept him in line from getting trouble, like getting into trouble with the guards, getting in trouble like that. And that's where football kept him. And he just loved it. He just dedicated from a young age. He was dedicated to football, and he just loved it.
We just heard from his
he
school.
He always wanted.
Yeah, we heard from the school, his project, Field of Dreams, when he was in the around the junior cert time. This is the dream fulfilled now.
Yeah. This is his dream. This is his dream. And like this is his time. Like, he didn't really get chances to start many matches for Ireland. And
no.
He was just waiting for this opportunity, and he's after getting it. And brilliant.
Well, he took the opportunity. He took it to a whole different level.
Yeah,
we're all reading everything we can about Troy and his career. He's only a young lad. What is he, 23 years of age?
He's 23, yeah.
23. We read that you always wanted him, when he went off to play with Spurs as a young player, that you wanted him to stay in Diggs until he's at least 30.
Yes. Yeah.
What were you thinking of?
Oh, it was just, he went over at a young age, he went over at 15, and just the digs that he did, with the people that he was staying with, were such lovely people, and they looked after him very, very well, and that sort of took a little bit of worry away from me when he went over, and I used to ring them, I used to go over and visit them, and come for dinner in their house and everything, but brilliant, and I just, because I've done everything like for him, like a mother when he was younger, you know, like the things that mothers do, I just felt like, we know when to do a day for him, really is the day, like, but no, he never got homesick, he just stuck it out, and he really dedicated it, and he was brilliant. But he never looked back.
He's extraordinary. It sounds like, and just going from the clips we saw of him last night and saying, you telling us how quiet he was even afterwards, he seems to have the ego under control. He's no big head on him.
No. Like, when he comes home and visits and all, he goes to visit all his friends from when he was a young age. He goes to visit all them, and he never forgets where he comes from. He's just very well grounded. He's brilliant. He is. He never lets anything take over. Like, he doesn't let like fame get in the way of like where he's from and stuff like that. He's just brilliant. He doesn't really like a lot of attention, if you know what I mean. I know we got a lot last night. He got a lot of attention, but he's not one of these that likes a lot of attention on him, you know.
This is all your work, Jennifer.
Yeah.
This is all your work, so we can thank you on behalf of the nation.
Thank you.
Enjoy the next few days. I don't know if you're going to go to Budapest or what the family plans are now.
Yeah, we don't have any plans on going yet at the minute. We're just trying to take everything in at the minute. Just everything's so overwhelming at the minute, you know.
Well, everything's nice and calm.
Yes.
You have it under control.
Yes. It's under control. Everything's under control. We're just not used to this much attention, if that makes sense.
It absolutely makes sense. But you're handling it extremely well. And listen, thanks a million for chatting to us. It's been a delight. Enjoy it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Jennifer. Jennifer Parrott. I think it's the last name. Troy Parrott's mum. And what a lovely, grounded woman. As like they're not used to the massive attention that is coming their way now. And the nerves will still be there, of course, because that is a huge match at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And all the mammy will be thinking about is do not get injured, whatever you do, young Troy Parrott. He also donated a jersey to O'Connell School. Imagine the value of that this morning. It'll be under lock and key. There's only one song for this morning. It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, you boys in green.
My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no power, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no fame, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. One more and more.